thought last night was shaking really low. Get his furry, scratch my skin. So what is wrong?
Seven CFW.
Just keep.
1057 CFW.
Close your eyes.
1057 CFW.
When the drum beats go like this.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume. Dance.
Attention all employees of all other radio stations. Caught you listening again. We understand. But we're not going to hire you.
Yeah, but, wait, huh?
The Valley's Fun Music. 105.7 CFW.
I'm not afraid to
Chippewa Valley weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. May catch a sprinkle late this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, 83. On Thursday, sunshine, 81. We could get some scattered rain by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
CFW.
CFW.
Yeah.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Nothing back. Oh, she's a brick
105.7 Smith. This is 105.7 CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Augusta. This is 105.7 CFW. CFW.
No.
1057 CFW.
Look, that's the look. Me, I go from one extreme to another.
And then my friends just might ask me, they say, Martin, maybe one day you'll find true love. They say, maybe there must be a solution to the one thing.
Glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
CBS News Brief. Five newly freed Iranian Americans are expected to arrive at a military base near Washington, D.C. this morning after an agreement that freed up $6 billion in frozen Iranian oil funds. Middle East expert Aaron David Miller.
This is not going to do much of anything to address what ails the U.S.-Iranian relationship.
Both President Biden and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky are set to address the U.N. General Assembly in New York today. CBS's Pam Falk.
Of the 193 U.N. member countries, 145 nations are sending their heads of state or government to the General Assembly. But of the five founding Permanent Security Council members, only Mr. Biden.